Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Sis, How I Look in Your Panties Final Part, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Chuck saw me first and whistled. You better let me give David a shot before he sees you. I smiled and sat next to my dad, a towel wrapped around my neck. David was even more impressive in my suit. His muscles rippled under a hairy chest, his smile just as wide as his dad's. Kelly sat down next to me and told me to watch. David and Bob are making plans to split us up. What do you want to bet that he'll drop Bob and I off over there? She pointed across the lake at a small cove. And he'll take you over there. She then pointed at the small island. It's okay though, they're just guys, right? Us girls have been outsmarting them forever, and it shouldn't be too different now. I knew what Kelly meant, but I had never been alone with a guy before, so I was really starting to wonder if I could do this. Right then, Bob and Dave came and got us. Just as Kelly had predicted, David dropped them off right where Kelly had said he would, and then drove the boat to the small island. He tied the boat to a tree and helped me down, his feet splashing water on me when he landed in the water. He reached in the boat and grabbed the cooler, then led the way down a small path that ended in a stand of trees that had an opening in the center. I've found arrowheads out here, and once a small stone knife. They say the Indians use this island for some special ceremonies. I sat on a tree limb, my knees tightly together as David laid out a blanket. He motioned me to sit on it. Then he joined me. I guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other now. Why is that? I asked. The company holds a lot of family things for the executives, and all children over 17 are expected to go. I felt my mouth open as he talked about the company. Like later this month, there's going to be a huge dinner at the Astoria in New York, and I have to go. I'll bet you will too. I was listening to him and laid on my back. He took that as a good sign, leaned over and kissed me. I wanted to fight it and yet have him keep doing it all at the same time. I felt his tongue on my lips and opened my mouth. He kissed me for a long time before he finally let up, but then he quickly kissed me again. I rolled on my side and he rolled with me, my hands at my sides as he pulled me closer. Accidentally, I brushed against his maleness, and he quickly placed my hand on his member and held it there. I tried to pull away, but he was so strong, and I was in a bad position to let me move. He broke the kiss, and I managed to push him away, breaking the touch. I'm not that kind of girl, David. Sorry, I didn't mean anything by it, but you are very pretty. I couldn't help myself. I looked at him and smiled. That's okay, David. I think we better get back. Later, a sound on the horn brought Kelly and Bob to the boat, and the four of us went back to the party. I went in to change back into my skirt and blouse when my mother came in and shut the door. We saw you two stop on the island, Donna. Is everything okay? He kissed me, Mom. He wanted me to. I touched his. I mean, it wasn't my fault. Mom looked at me, not really a daughter, and smiled. None of us expected it, but you are a very pretty girl and David is very handsome. It's natural for him to go after you. She sat on the bed and motioned for me to sit down. After Dad was promoted, Chuck told me about the executive parties they have, and he invited you to attend. I guess all kids over 17 go to these things. I know, Mom. David told me about them. We looked at each other, Mom speaking first. It looks like you'll have to be Donna for a lot longer than we anticipated. Can you handle it? I'll do my best, Mom. But what about David? You'll just have to decide what is right for you. If you continue to dress like this, then you will have to get used to having young men attracted to you. What you do about it is up to you. Just be careful. Hand in hand, we went back to the party. 2 weeks went by, and I became so used to dressing as a girl that I never gave it a thought anymore. My hair became easier to do as I learned how to take care of it. While my makeup techniques got so good, it was hard to tell if I was wearing any. And everyone in the family now thought of me as a girl, even my brother Bob. I had used the central bath once, and when I was done, I raced to my own room wrapped only in a towel. When Bob saw my breasts swelling at the top of the towel and my butt as I spun into my room and closed the door. From that moment on, he never thought of me as a brother, but a sister. Even my dad had started to react to me as if I were a natural daughter. He even gave me a curfew. I didn't have one before and complained loudly. Even Janice began to come into my room. All of the family now thought of me as a sister or daughter, my old status as a male gone. 2 days before we were to leave for New York, Mother and I went to the beauty shop, had our nails and hair done, then went to the mall looking for some fancy dresses. I wanted something sexy, my status as a female now, so ingrained that I found that I wanted to entice David. What I wanted and what my mother wanted were far apart, so we compromised. I bought a very nice cocktail dress in a soft ivory white and an all-pink suit. You can always wear that black sheath again. You looked so darling in it when we first saw you. I had to admit that I liked the black sheath dress as well, so I settled for the suit and dress. Mom bought a sheath dress in silver that seemed to glitter with every movement. At the shoe store, we both bought matching shoes, mine pink and ivory, Mom's silver. We checked into the hotel, actually 2 rooms, since Mom wouldn't let me stay in their room. The big party was the next evening, so we took the time to tour the city. It was an exciting time, and I enjoyed every minute of it. We ate in the hotel that night, and the next morning, after breakfast, Mother and I decided to visit Macy's while Dad attended a meeting. At 3 that afternoon, I went to my room and started to get ready. I had decided to wear the ivory dress, but I wanted, more than anything, to be even more feminine than ever. So I had brought my corset along. Before I had left home, I had packed my hair remover, and I smeared the stuff on making my body hairless and my skin smooth. After a quick shower, I filled the bath, using plenty of bath salts. I liked bubble baths, and as I sank into the warm water, I wondered if David would notice me. I planned to make him notice me. As I lay in the warm water, I knew that what I was going to do was so feminine that it failed description. But it wasn't something boys did to boys. But I was a girl now in almost every respect, and I didn't care anymore. As the oils in the water soaked into my skin, I felt better and smiled to myself. I dusted myself with a flower-scented powder and pulled on a pair of my best panties. They were white satin and felt just delicious against my skin. They were high-cut with just a triangle in the front to hide my sex and a slightly larger triangle in the back to hold my buns in. The lace trim lay against my skin as I walked to the dresser and picked up the corset, which I wrapped around myself, fastened the hooks, and pulled the laces snug. I opened the adjoining door, called for my mother, and waited until she came in. Mother had me raise my arms again and pulled the laces as tight as she could. Since I had been wearing the corset off and on since that first time, I had become used to the constraining garment, and I really did like the way it hiked my boobs up and pushed them out. The stays met in the back now as Mom tied them off. "You'll have to get a smaller size pretty soon, Donna. This one is closed all of the way." "Thanks, Mom. I can manage from here." I sat on the bed and pulled the silky, smooth nylons up my legs and snugged them to my waist, and went to the bath and began my makeup, starting with a new foundation that I had found. The new color did a much better job and looked a lot more natural. My beard was still very light, and after shaving in the shower, I knew I was going to look smashing that night. After I powdered my face, I waited a few minutes and brushed away the excess, leaving my skin with a nice matte look, the kind many models have. On my eyes, I used a deep green eyeshadow first, followed by a softer plum color, and lastly, a light rose color just under my eyebrows. I blended the colors and picked up my eyeliner brush. The liquid went on smoothly as I drew the thin brush across my lids. Under my eye, I used a very dark pencil to finish outlining my eyes. The mascara made my lashes look thicker and sexier, and I loved the way the mascara went on. So easy. And the results were perfect. On my cheeks, I used a pale rose blusher, blending it with my skin with a sponge. In my room, I took the dress off the hanger and slipped it over my head, closed the zipper, and looked in the mirror. The tops of my breasts strained against the dress as the material flowed over my breasts, hugged my waist, and flared over my hips. The top had a single strap that went from one side, behind my neck, and fastened to the other side of the dress, leaving the low-cut neckline to expose my charms. The hem was 2 above my knee, the skirt held out with a petticoat. I stepped into my new shoes and again looked in the mirror. I could see that I had reached my goal. Nobody would ever guess that under all of this was a boy. I was a girl. I wanted some help with my hair, so I called my mother again. Mom put in 2 silver and white barrettes, 1 on each side. The rhinestones in the barrettes glittered in the light whenever I moved my head. I decided I didn't need any other jewelry. So I picked up the lipstick and put on the deep red color, drawing a perfect Cupid's bow mouth. Mom looked at me, her son, and by the look on her face, wondered if they had created something that was now out of control. But I knew that I wanted it this way. She told me I looked nice and went back into her own room to finish dressing. I put my wallet and lipstick in my purse along with those tampons, looked in the mirror again, and went in my parents' room. My father had seen me every day since I started dressing as a girl, but when I saw my walk into the room, his mouth truly dropped open. I had long passed the point of nervous concern, growing to confident ability and then on to acceptance, which showed in the way I looked, acted, dressed, and felt. "Damn, you look like a girl out to get some poor guy in your clutches." "Daddy!" He smiled at me, but in the back of his mind rested the thought that his son was now a girl, truly a girl. We walked into the ballroom, Mom on one side of Dad and me on the other, and were escorted to our table. Mom, of course, knew what I was doing, and I think why. Dad, he didn't have a clue. David came over right after we sat down, sitting next to me, of course. I felt his hand when he rested it on my leg and gave no sign for him to move it. Later, after dinner, all of the promotions were announced, then the dancing started. "You be a good girl tonight, Donna." "Oh, I plan to, Mother. I intend to be very good." "Be careful then, Donna." David and I spent a lot of time on the dance floor, and later, on the veranda. As he pulled me into his arms and kissed me, I knew that I wanted to confirm my femininity that night and let his hands caress me. Finally, with no words at all, he and I took the elevator to his room. His hardness was tenting his pants, and I knew he wanted me, but I pushed him away. "Wait." I reached behind myself and unzipped the dress and slipped it off, letting it hit the floor. The corset, over the small triangle of my satin panties and long nylon-clad legs, set him on fire, and he came to me. His jacket was off, and I began to unbutton his shirt, letting my fingers rake through the thick, dark hair on his chest. His pants hit the floor, then he unlaced the corset. Finally, we were in our briefs, staring at each other. I stepped forward, my hand finding his hardness, stroking him as he stood perfectly still. I let my thumbs find his waistband and yanked his briefs down as I sank to my knees. His hands held my head as my lips found him, a kiss on the tip, then tasting him as he pushed into me. At the moment my lips touched him, I knew that I wanted him to ravage me, and he did. The special panty I wore allowed a male to penetrate me, just as he could any woman. As I lay under him that first time, my legs wrapped around his back, I wanted even more. At 17, his stamina was impressive as he rolled me over and took me there as well. He had now had taken me every way possible, and yet I wanted more. At last, his weapon withered and died. In the morning, however, I woke him with kisses and climbed up on him, slipping his member into me as I rocked back and forth. Smiling, he let me take him. Then I lay in his arms, snuggled close to him, both of us still in no clothes. That's when we heard the knock on the door, and his dad and my mom walked in on us. "Hi, Dad." "Hi, Mom." David was smiling. I was shaking. "David, you get dressed and come with me." He jumped up and ran to the bath, emerging in minutes in jeans and a shirt, his tennis shoes on. Dave and his dad left, leaving Mom and I. She sat on the bed and just looked at me, not saying anything for a moment. "Well, at least you can't get pregnant. Want to tell me just how you managed to make love with a boy without him discovering your secret?" "The panty is made for it, Mom." It was the one secret of the panty that I had not told her about. "I see." Then she saw the spots of blood on the sheets and knew that I had submitted to him in another way. All she did was raise an eyebrow. "What's done is done, Donna. Now he certainly thinks that you are a female, and that means no more James." "I know that, Mother." I let a smile come to my face, and then the two of us started to giggle. "I brought some clothes for you to wear. Go ahead and change quickly, then go back to your room for makeup and hair repair." Dad knew, of course, but he said nothing after Mom pulled him off to the side and spoke to him. I never again wore any male clothes at all, had my name changed, and began life as a woman. The end. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next story. And show your support on Patreon.